Okay, the topic is spelling chords, and before I get into it, I just wanted to preface this by saying this was taught with a piano student. I don't play piano, but sometimes other people who play other instruments like flute and piano have taken lessons with me just to understand music theory and how to apply it to their instrument. Having said that, there are references to guitar chords in this presentation you're about to hear, but there's no real method to apply it on the guitar. So just take the information down, and then the application will come in a separate session, okay? All right, today's lesson is on spelling chords. Spelling chords means, you know, saying the actual individual note names of a chord, any chord. You know, so C is C, E, and G, right, which you knew. Mm-hmm. Now, we happen to be doing it with a piano student, but on guitar, it's always extremely useful to be able to spell chords, because then there's many different reasons, but... Like, for example, your improvisation, number one. If you land on a chord tone on the first beat of that new chord, right?
Yeah.
Then you know your improv is going to sound somewhat structured, right? Okay. Whereas if you don't know the chord names, when you get to the next chord, you don't know where you can land to sound like you know what you're doing. You know what I mean? In other words, if I have a series of chords in the key of C,
uh-huh.
right? You can play a C major scale all day long over those chords, but it won't really sound like it has much structure unless you know what notes are in each chord, right? So the question is, this has to do with music theory. How do you know what the chord tones are in any given chord? So C, for example, how do you know it's C, E, and G? You know, from a theoretical standpoint.
Because it's four steps.
Okay, so play C, E, and G. Or if you're listening to this on guitar, play a C chord, all right? The reason the first note is C is obvious because it's the root of the chord, yeah. And then when we say a C chord, is it major or minor? Do we mean, when I say a C chord, do I mean C major or C minor?
C regular.
Yes, but which one, major or minor?
Major.
That's right. So if you don't say the word major, it automatically means it's implied, the name C.
Right.
So the next note after C is a major third. This is key. This is key right here. To determine whether a chord is major or minor, it's the third that counts. So, and how do you get to the major third? It's because of the formula, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, right? You know this?
I used to.
All right, I'm going to make you do it. So, and on guitar, find a C, for example, at the third fret. I'll do it with you. Third fret of the fifth string. And you're gonna do whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. You need this. You desperately need this right now. So we got our note C. Just play C, nothing else. Right? And then go up a whole step, which on the guitar is two frets. And on the piano, it's two keys. Any combination of black or white keys. And you get to D, right? So D is
yeah.
two. That's our whole.
Yeah.
Whole is the distance between two frets, right? Next, let's go up another whole because it's... The formula is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. And what note is that?
E.
So there's our third right there. So the third in the C
right.
chord is E. And that's the reason why, because that's where it is in the major scale. So we got whole, whole, now what?
F.
Half, which is F, which is one fret. So on guitar, listening along, you should be at the eighth fret, fifth string. And now what do we got, whole or half?
Whole.
Whole is G. And then another whole is A, another whole is B, and then finally, whole or half?
Half.
Half, to get back to C. If you didn't get back to C, you did something wrong, right?
Yeah.
Now, that may be a lot to remember, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. Sometimes people get confused, like, where are we on, and what are we supposed to be doing? So I'm going to tell you the easiest way to memorize it, all right? You ready for this? This is a huge thing. Only between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are the half steps. Everything
right.
else is a whole step. So do it again. We got one. Play one. Play. Yep. And then go up a whole step to a two. Whole step to three. Here's our three and four, only a half. Right? And then whole step to four, to five. Whole step to six. Whole step to seven. And then a half step to eight. So between three and four and seven and eight. So now we could do it backwards, and it would be very easy for you, because you're not going to try and think, well, what's the reverse or the inverse of whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half? That would be hard for me, too. But I don't think about all that. I just think numbers. I think I'm at 8. 8 equals 1.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go down. 8 to 7 is half. 8 to 7 and 4 to 3 is half. Everything else is a whole. So we got 8 to 7. 6 is a whole. 5 is a whole. 4 is a whole. There's our half. 4 to 3. And then 2 is a whole and 1 is a whole. All right. How does this help us spell chords? Because now you play the first, third, and fifth. Good. On piano, it's easy. On guitar, it would be the, if you did a C-shaped chord. An open C chord, and you did the fifth, fourth, and third strings. That's the first, third, and fifth of a major scale. Like if you did, so do, skip re, you got mi, skip fa, you got sol. If you prefer solfege, then you can do it like that. So that's our thing. Now let's add the seventh. All right, the seventh. How'd you know it was a B? You had a B on top. On guitar, you simply take a C chord and lift finger one off, and you play the middle four strings, and that's a C major 7. How did you know that that was it? Because that B note is where the seventh note is in the major scale, right? A half step below the next root.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so what if it's C minor 7? Which note changes from C major 7?
Not the third and
fourth. I'm sorry, wait, let's not do C minor 7. Let's do regular C7 so far. So from C major 7 to C7, which note changes? That's right. Which note did you change? Root, third, fifth, or seventh?
The seventh.
That's right. On guitar, it looks different. You can't flat that. You can't flat the open second string, which is the major seven. So you have to put C back on and add pinky on the third string, third fret, to get a C7. That's why on piano, it's easier to see these things. So the definition of a dominant seven, or a C7, is, in terms of intervals, it's a root, then a what?
Third.
Then a?
Seventh.
Well, you skipped the fifth.
Fifth.
Root, third, fifth, and a what kind of seven?
A flat seven.
Flat seven, that's a big thing. So again, C major 7, 1, 3, 5, 7. C7, 1, 3, 5, flat 7, that's how you say it. Okay, make sense?
Yeah.
Now going from C7 to C minor 7, what changes? Yeah, which change, the root, third, fifth, or seventh?
The third.
The third change, absolutely. On guitar, it would be, you would need like a bar shape. This is string 5, fret 3, string 4, fret 1, string 3, fret 3, and string 2, fret 1. All right, so now we got, in terms of spelling, we got root, minor third, fifth, and what? For C minor 7, we got root, flat 3, 5, and what? What's the last one? What type of seventh is it?
This is a minor 7.
Minor 7, or flat 7. So the number spelling is 1, flat 3, 5, flat 7, right? Right? And then last but not least, actually we're going to do all 5 chord shapes here. We are on minor 7 right now. What about half diminished? Half diminished means minor 7, flat 5. Okay? Which note changes? The root, third, fifth, or seventh?
The fifth.
You got it. And so what's the numerical spelling of that chord?
C, E flat.
But instead of numbers, instead of letter, use numbers. So we have 1.
All right, we have 1, and then we have the third flat, and then we have the fifth flat, and then we have the seventh flat.
That's exactly right. So everything's flat except the 1. If you flatted the 1, it'd be a whole new chord.
Right, right,
so
right.
You can't flat the 1. So again, it's 1, flat 3, flat 5, flat 7, right? Now we're going to go to regular diminished. This is half diminished. Full diminished, there's a you know how to play a full diminished on the keyboard?
No.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. The 7th, the flat 7, gets flatted again. And so now you have root, flat 3rd, flat 5th, and double flat 7. Yeah, all right. On guitar, how would you play those? I'm going to refer you to chord diagrams rather than spell out the chords from here on in. So that's a diminished chord. All right. Now, we're going to go backward. Notice only one note changed from one chord to the next.
Yeah.
So we're going to go backwards from diminished back to major 7. All right. So we got C diminished. You tell me the intervals.
Root, and then the third is a full step away.
Is it, just say whether it's major third or minor third.
Minor third.
Right, flat 3, yep.
Flat 3, and then the fifth is flat. And
fifth is flat.
A whole step away.
You don't have to think that anymore. Just think of them as how they relate to the C.
And then the seventh is flat, and it's.
That's right, double flat. That's right. Yeah. Good. So that's a C diminished. Again, just summarizing, C diminished or any diminished is 1, flat 3, flat 5, double flat 7. Now we're going to go from C diminished backwards to half diminished.
All right.
That means we're going to unflat something. Which note gets unflatted?
The 7.
You got it. The 7. So now half diminished is C. I'm sorry. 1, you tell me. 1, flat 3, and what's remaining?
Flat 5 and flat 7.
Yes. Now I could have wrote this out for you. And just, you know, and I might still write this out for you, but there's a reason I'm not doing this, because I want to make you think about it, not just something you look at and memorize. If thinking about it and making you figure it out makes you a lot more likely to memorize. Does that make sense?
Right.
All right, now we're going to go from half diminished to minor 7, which means we also have to unflat one note. Which note do you think it would be?
A minor 7.
So to go from C minor 7 flat 5 to C minor 7, the names kind of give it away. Which note do you have to unflat? So C minor 7 flat 5, but now you're taking away the flat something to make it C minor 7.
The flat 5th?
That's right, you got it. The flat 5th, you got it, you can do this. So now we're back to what intervals do we have for C minor 7? Or flat 3,
one,
that is.
Flat 3rd, and then a regular 5th.
Natural 5th, yeah.
And then
or perfect 5th, as they say.
Flat 7.
Good job. So now the 5th is no longer flatted, and you just have C minor 7 is 1, flat 3, 5, flat 7. Now we're going to go from minor 7 to dominant. So C minor 7 to C7. Actually, you're doing major 7. Good. So... Oh, I'm sorry, wait, C dominant 7, C7. Make it a flat 7. Good. And so, what's the intervals there?
1, 3, 1, regular 3, regular 5, flat 7.
That's right, 1, 3, 5, flat 7. So the third is no longer flatted. And now we're going to go from C7 to C major 7. So this is, what's the intervals of this? 1, 3, 5, 7. Great job. All right. Now, how does this relate to spelling the chord name? So, do the actual names now. So, do C major 7. And the 1, 3, 5, and 7 of the key of C is what? Spell it out.
C, E, G, B.
You got it. And then C7.
C, E, G, B flat.
C, E, G, B flat. Good job. What about C minor 7?
C, E flat, G, B flat.
Yes, B flat, correct. And then C half diminished, or C minor 7 flat 5.
C, E flat, G flat, B flat.
Good. C, E flat, G flat, B flat. And then last but not least, C diminished 7.
C,
got it. Nice job. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, bear with me. We're going to do another key.
All right.
So pick any other key besides C.
D.
You're going to do D. Okay, perfect. So give me the 1, 3, 5, and 7 of a D. So for guitarists, you know, your shape may look a little different.
Major 7th would be D. And then
Hang on. Wait. That's not quite right. Do that again. D. You got D, F sharp.
A, and C sharp.
Good. You had said G before instead of A.
Oh, I meant A.
Okay, good. All right, good. So, but for guitarists, you know, there's multiple ways of making those chords, and a lot of times the easiest chord is not in the same order. You're not playing the notes in the same order. That's why on guitar it's harder to visualize. There's a lot of different D major sevens. You could do it at the second string open. You can do it at the fifth fret or at the 10th fret. Those are some of the common areas, but they're all over the place. But so this isn't meant to be a guitar, you know, diagram about how to play all these chords. This is just a theoretical thing. So you got D, F sharp, A, and C sharp. And then to do D7. Yep. Well, now what do you got?
D, F sharp, G, A, and then C.
You got it. And then to do D minor 7.
Would be D, F, A, C.
D, F, A, C. Good job. And then to do D half diminished or minor 7 flat 5.
Would be D, F, A, E.
D, F, and then what type of A? Remember, it's half diminished. Good job.
Oh, A flat.
Actually, I think you're doing full diminished, so the C still remains the same. And then A gets flatted. Yeah, remember it's 1-3, 1-flat-3, flat-5-7, flat-7.
Right.
So we got D. The difference between half diminished and...
The seventh got over-flatted to the A.
Only in the regular diminished does the seventh get flatted again. Between D minor 7 and D half diminished, only the 5 changes. Go back to D minor 7, you'll see what I mean. So D minor 7 is D, F, A, and C.
Right.
Something doesn't sound right. No, you're playing F sharp. And then we're going to flat the fifth only. There's your half diminished. Half diminished means minor 7 flat 5.
Right,
the name of the chord tells you. Now when we get to
full
the diminished.
Will
nothing else changes except the seventh gets double flatted. So you got D, F, A flat, and now what?
E flat.
No, you double flatted it. Only flat it once. So B natural.
It would be D, F.
D, F.
A flat and E.
That's right. Good job. All right, this is good. So I highly recommend you write it all out on paper. I mean, look, there's only 12 keys and there's only 5 chord types. That's 60 chords. 60 chords may sound like a lot, but you'd be well worth your while to write those out. Either write them out if you were listening to this or whatever, whichever one you prefer. Write it out in standard notation, or write it out in just the letter names. You put put the root of the chord on the bottom, and then the third above it, and then the fifth above it, and then the seventh above it. Right. You know, I could give you sheets with that on it, but it'd be worthless. You know, you'd never look at them, or worse, when you need a chord to play a chord, you'd have to go and look it up or something. That's not the nature of this. The nature of this is for you to think, and now you'll be able to play them. And on guitar, it links things together. There's so many uses of this. I can't even begin to describe. We mentioned one of them, which is the improv. You know, that you'll know if you land on a certain note, you'll know which notes are chord tones and which ones aren't.
Uh-huh.
Or if you only want, let me give just another example. There's so many different uses for it, but let me just give you a very basic one. We're in the key of D right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me like a melody that goes. All right. I'm gonna just make this up right now to show you why this is so useful. Suppose our melody is D F sharp B A. All right. Play it for me. I'm totally making this up on the fly. D F sharp. And then B, A. Good, so play. Yeah, now suppose I want to harmonize that, all right? Instantly, I know we're in the key of D, all right? So I know that if you're starting on, the easiest way to harmonize something is to play it in thirds, play a third above, as you know. So I'm going to harmonize your melody on the spot, right? Let's just do quarter notes like da da dee da to make the rhythm easy. Okay, so here we go. 2, 3, 4. Right? And so I just. right? And so...
what would the bass do?
Well, I'm just saying, there we have... so it depends on your chord changes what the bass would do, but... you know, you could. Right now, I'm just we're just assuming that the chords don't change, like right. It's just a D. So you would just do D in the bass. But did you hear how easily I was able to do that? Now, how do I know all that? Because you're playing D, I'm playing F sharp. Let's hear it. I mean, the D, that is. You play, right? So there's a third. Next note, you played F sharp, I'm playing A. Next note, you're playing B. So in this case, I didn't choose a third. I chose a fourth in order to make it land on D. So it's an instant way of harmonizing. There's so many uses of this. So I want you to write them out. 60 chords, okay? That's your homework. Mm-hmm. Write out all keys. You could either do it by key or by quality. I would prefer you do it by key. So you do key of C major 7, like we just did. You do C major 7, you write out the four voices. So I prefer you do it by key. You do C major 7, and then, you know, above it you would write C. Like, do it like an equation, you know. C, E, G, B equals C major 7.
Uh-huh.
And then C, E, G, B flat equals C7.
Right.
Like that, and write it out, and that's 5 chords. And then 5 times 12 is 60. It won't take you that long. You could do this in 20 minutes or something. All right? Good luck. Have fun.